speaking with Brendan Mahaffey about a number of issues in the city, including one earlier this week that was discussed by the Common Council. Brendan, thanks for joining us on the Troker College Live Line this morning. The Amon A's building, we've been talking about this building for years, it seems. Earlier this week, Buffalo's Common Council approved putting a lien on that building. Can you help us understand, all right, a lien on the structure? What does that mean? How does that help move forward whatever might be in the works there?
Well, good morning, Susan and Brian. The council this week in putting the lien on the building, which will be done actually officially over the next month or so by the law department, provides another motivation for the disputed owners to move on that building. Otherwise, the city of Buffalo, and Mayor Brown's been very clear on this, will act on selling that building through a foreclosure action. So already there's a significant amount of outstanding taxes on the building. This adds about another $700,000 for the work that the Department of Public Works was forced to do for public safety purposes to reopen the street on Washington. So again, it's motivation, but if they don't act, then we have another tool in our toolbox to see that that building gets redeveloped.
Brendan, what condition is the building in?
The building is in, and I'm speaking as, from the development perspective, it is absolutely in a condition that can be redeveloped. One of the things that the current owner did, which was one of the biggest barriers of redevelopment, was remove the asbestos at a significant cost. So that building is ready to go in many ways from a development perspective. There are challenges, don't get me wrong, and aesthetically it certainly doesn't look bad. And it's certainly not contributing to our central business district as it should. But from a development perspective, looking at somebody who works with developers redeveloping buildings, it's in decent shape.
There seemed to be some sort of like ambiguity of, over who exactly owns the building. Who does own the building? And is that, you know, standing in the way of anything being done?
Yeah, that is absolutely what is standing in the way of anything being done, because until that is clear, then lending institutions aren't in a position where they feel comfortable issuing a loan to redevelop the building. And that goes just as the same for government agencies as well. We need to know who owns it. So there is a dispute that is currently being worked through state Supreme Court in Buffalo at this point in time. And it is progressing towards one owner, who is still an out-of-town owner, but has shown a willingness to at least help with the maintenance and security of the building. So hopefully in the near future, that will be resolved. The judge is aware of the importance of this. The city has participated in court hearings and in conversations with the court to say how important it is the decision is made so that movement can be made on that blighting structure in our central business district.
What ultimately is the plan for the old AMNA's building, and what would the city like to see there?
Well, so the mayor has also launched this initiative called the Queen City Hub Revisited, and that is really looking at the impact of remote work in the central business district, which is, as I've mentioned on here before, a national issue. And we have interviewed commercial bankers and brokers and building owners and above all of the above. Yesterday, the cultural community and small businesses in downtown, and the resounding response from everybody is that we need to do more residential. Our residential vacancy rate in the central business district is almost nothing. And so it is continuing to build on that momentum. People want to live in the central business district. They like the walkability. They like the convenience, the access to Canal Side, the cultural amenities. So that is a key component. And then also potentially some hospitality space as well. We're in desperate need of hotel rooms to support our convention center and other places. So those are the two that come to mind.
Well, you mentioned hotel rooms. So what's your hope? What's the city's hope that the former Adams Mark, the Buffalo Grand, will be getting back on track soon? There was apparently an insurance settlement paid out, so the building will not go to foreclosure. Do you think that that's anywhere near going back online?
I think it's probably still a little bit of a road there before that comes online. I know that there is an owner who is working diligently to try to do it, but I think there are still some challenges there just in terms of the scale of work, and I think he said that himself in the paper recently. So timeline, certainly not immediate by any nature, but we certainly hope to see some success there because, again, as I said, we need those hotel rooms.
And on housing, you're talking about the central business district where the vacancy rate is almost nothing. But Michigan Street, Michigan and Best, 1100 Michigan, just opened.
Yep. How
does this fit the need in that area?
Well, it's really incredible the amount of investment that's happening in and around that area. This 1100 Michigan Pilgrim Village site being finally redeveloped. And I can tell you again, like many things I talk about, was years of effort to get to that point. And kudos to SAA EVI, the developer that was able to finally achieve it and add 132 affordable housing units and 105 senior units. You have the investment that the mayor is making in Johnny B. Wiley around the corner at $23 million. We have the investment that's being made on Jefferson Avenue, which is a few blocks away at over $20 million. You have the investment on Middle Main, again, another significant $20 to $30 million project. So there is a lot that is happening at that point in time for one of our major employment centers for the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, where many of the residents who are going to be living in the new Pilgrim Village have that opportunity to work on the medical campus. And so it's a great connection there. And of course, the city honors being across the way for those that have children. It is one to three unit apartments that are going to be in there. So there's a lot of change that's happening in and around that area for the positive.
Before we let you go, what's your understanding from developers on how financing issues are right now as opposed to earlier in the year? It's been a big story of this year of how a lot of projects have stalled or maybe not even gotten started, some in downtown Buffalo because of, well, changing financials. So materials are more expensive. Financing is more expensive. Is that easing up at all?
A bit. And I'd say only a bit. There's still quite a lot that is needed there. And it's the challenges that individuals looking for new homes are having as well with those interest rates and what that means in terms of a monthly payment and whether they can do it or not. Same thing at a larger scale as well. So there is at least a willingness now that is growing to lend. So it isn't frozen as it was before. But it is still by no means nowhere where we need it to be for, and this again is not just the city of Buffalo, but nationally. So I'm certainly hoping that over this winter, and by going into next construction season, we see a lot more progress there because it isn't where it needs to be at this point.
Yeah, maybe we'll see some change after next week's Fed meeting. Brendan, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
Brendan Mahaffey with the Office of Strategic Planning in Buffalo. Yeah.